Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The shortstop, Lenny Merolo. Batting third. The center fielder, Charlie Gilbert. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bobby Bregan. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny Murtaugh. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Littwiller. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Al Glossop. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Stan Benjamin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ernie Coy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Warren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Melton. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Rube Melton. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Merolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heck moves to second. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert takes first base on ball four. Heck moves to third. Merolo moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heck scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Merolo. The throw from Warren and he is out, Murtaugh applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Bregan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bregan hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh takes first base on ball four. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. Murtaugh moves to second. Two outs. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bregan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Murtaugh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Litt Wheeler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morello takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morello. The throw from Warren and he is out, Bragan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bragan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards third. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Gilbert moves to second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Murtaugh fields it and throws to second for the out. Gilbert moves to third. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Warren. Gilbert scores. Stringer moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Stringer moves to third. Cavaretta moves to second. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Stringer scores. Cavaretta moves to third. McCullough moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Earl Naylor now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Naylor. Cavaretta scores. McCullough moves to third. Lee moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Murtaugh fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murtaugh hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 0-for-1 in the game. Glossop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Glossop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten fields the ball and throws to Naylor covering. Safe. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Glossop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nicholson moves to second. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Stringer takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten scoops it up and throws to first, with Naylor covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-1 in the game. Etten strikes out. One out. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0-for-1 in the game. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0-for-1 in the game. Coy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 0-for-1 in the game. Warren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Murtaugh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a pop-up towards short. Bragan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Glossop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bregan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bregan is 0 for 2 in the game. Bregan bunts and there's an error on the play. Naylor moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Murtaugh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Naylor scores. Bregan moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Bregan scores. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 0 for 2 in the game. Glossop hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Murtaugh fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilbert hits a fly ball into right field. Benjamin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0 for 2 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Benjamin hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0 for 2 in the game. Coy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 0 for 2 in the game. Warren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stringer bunts towards the mound. Naylor fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stringer moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Murtaugh fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Naylor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bregan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bregan is 0-for-3 in the game. Bregan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Murtaugh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-3 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murtaugh moves to third. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 0-for-3 in the game. Glossop hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Murtaugh scores. Littwiller moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-3 in the game. Eaton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lee strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Glossop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morello takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morello. The throw from Warren and he is safe. Morello steals second. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morello moves to third. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morello scores. There goes Gilbert trying to get to third. Benjamin throws the ball into Murtaugh, who tags Gilbert for the out. It's 5-3, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Northey pinch hits for Benny Warren. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Naylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Philadelphia Phillies, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.